March of last year. Now Bonners Ferry Police Chief Steve Bankola is stepping down. City documents related to his resignation were not immediately available, while Bankola could not immediately be reached for comment. But the City Council is scheduled to accept his resignation and appoint an interim police chief tomorrow night. Well, the Council's decision to hire Bankola followed weeks of debate that forced the City to advertise the position three separate times. More recently, the Police Department has been mired in an ongoing investigation by the Idaho Attorney General's office after a Bonners Ferry police officer filed a $500,000 claim for damages against the city, accusing the former assistant police chief of seeking sexual favors in exchange for protecting her from harassment by another former officer who filed his own tort claim against the city, claiming he'd been subjected to a hostile work environment. Bankola was working as a police sergeant in Twin Falls before he was hired by Bonners Ferry. The deal hinges on the payment of restitution, but the felony grand theft charge has been reduced to a misdemeanor in the case of a Bonner County woman accused of stealing more than $3,000 in merchandise while she was working as a cashier at the Yokes grocery store in Ponderay. Well, the case dates back to July when 56-year-old Barbara Rostek was questioned by a private investigator. Rostek allegedly admitted that she'd been pilfering cigarettes and other goods on a nearly daily basis since last Christmas after her husband lost his job. According to court records, Rostek also plans to plead guilty to a misdemeanor charge of possessing an unprescribed diazepam pill that was found in her pocket when she was taken to jail, with her plea and sentencing hearing set for tomorrow in Bonner County Magistrate Court. And finally in the news, the issue was tabled in early October in hopes of finding a resolution. Now, Boundary County Commissioners are scheduled to make a decision on a development dispute next to the Boundary County Airport. EC Enterprises owner Craig Wheatley accuses the county of an illegal taking of his property rights because his commercial building application was denied. But county officials say Wheatley's building application cannot be granted without violating the airspace protection zone at the airport, as defined by county code. Posing a further complication, the county's grant assurances to the Federal Aviation Administration to keep the airspace safe. Commissioners are scheduled to hold a hearing on the matter when they meet at 10 o'clock this morning at the county courthouse in Bonners Ferry. That's news. I'm Mike Brown.